Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. And now, for the second consecutive year, the Centennial Cup has been canceled due to COVID. So, what's next in the CJHL? We're pleased to be joined by the league president, Brent Ladds. Brent, thanks for joining us. And I guess disappointing week in terms of news, yet really inevitable. Am I right?
Yeah. I think you've coined it quite well. We've been part of this discussion since early November because the likelihood of us being able to conduct regional championships in a timely fashion to meet a deadline that, you know, we weren't quite sure when that would be was creating some challenges. And if you turn the clock back maybe to last March when we did have to shut down, we're sort of at the precipice of entering into playoffs. And for a lot of our teams, that's the time of year that they transition from red ink to black ink. So there was some substantial revenue loss going back into last spring. And then with the delays getting out of the gate this year, the primary focus was how do we try and replace some of those revenues? And it was the only way we might be able to do that was through extended playoffs, which would take us past the normal deadlines when we'd qualify for the national championship. So we were having this discussion at the end of October, early November. And so we did so in conjunction with Hockey Canada so that we all knew where everybody was sort of in the meeting room. And so we targeted the end of January for a final decision, and it was inevitable.
All right, so there's a couple of major factors here. The fans obviously want to see hockey. The players want to play hockey because they're enjoying it. You want to generate some revenue, and the players want some exposure as well. So knowing that those are still needs out there, what, if anything, are you able to do? Like, you can't crown a national champion. That's hugely disappointing, but for obvious reason. But what can you do to cover some of those other bases?
Well, we're still subject to whatever latitudes are extended to us by the provincial medical health authorities in each of the provinces. And I can tell you, Gino, it differs from one area to another in terms of, you know, where they have challenges, and we respect that. And it looks like, in some cases, the best we might be able to do is look ahead to March and April and provide some development programs and maybe some showcases in there that will allow us to stream at least games of some type and get some exposure for the kids, especially the ones that might be transitioning, you know, either to the CHL or the NCAA or the CIS.
You're considering potentially using kind of a mini bubble camp for some sort of a prospects game. Are you still in the early stages of something like that?
Again, that'll come back to what we're permitted to do with respect to travel. And we've had those conversations with NHL Central Scouting as well as Hockey Canada. I think everybody wants to put their best foot forward. But then again, it'll reflect back on the needs of the National Hockey League to some degree in terms of where they are with respect to the draft, when they want to undertake to do that. And we're in that communication, and we'll take some lead from them and then see what we can do to help them out.
We've been taking kind of a straw poll, and I want to put you on the spot on this, but I do want to pick your brain on it. There's some discussion about moving this year's draft to next year and then having a double draft next year because kids haven't had the opportunity to showcase their talent, which then opens up the thought about what about a 19-year-old draft? Do you have an opinion on either one of those possibilities?
Well, we haven't had any extensive discussions on them, Gino, to be truthful. And I've had unofficial discussions with Danny Maher, who's the head of Central Scouting for the National Hockey League. And they're in a situation right now where they really haven't identified what their first choice might be with respect to that whole issue. So, again, going back to what I said earlier, we probably have to take our lead from them and based on what they would like to do, see how we can accommodate them with respect to the players that would have played in the program this year.
All right. So where do we go in terms of nationals? Estevan was awarded the 2022 yeah. Centennial Cup back in 2019. That was pre-pandemic, obviously. Since the 2021 championship has now been canceled, where do we go from here?
Well, the 21 host Penticton has expressed an interest in doing it in 22. We've advised them that we are under contract to Estevan for 22, that there's a potential for 23 if they'd like to do that without going through the formal application process. And we still have to sort of come together as a board and decide where we want to go there. But the facts right now are that Penticton has expressed an interest for 22, and we're under contract to Estevan in 22.
All of this must be just at times overwhelming because there's so much on your plate right now. Where are you right now, and where are your members in terms of just feeling good about where you're at and what you're doing for? Because I'd imagine the pressure right now to kind of get some of these things really determined, but your fate is really in the hands of all the medical authorities provincially, which it should be, but that kind of makes it really tough on you, does it not?
It's tough on us as a group, you know, and I think the stress that people feel comes from the genuine anxiety of wanting to do something to help the kids and get them on the ice. But in, I think, quiet reflective moments, everyone realizes that we don't control that. And I think that's the salient factor in terms of relieving some of that stress. It's an element that's beyond our control. We have to act socially responsibly. We have to be socially responsible in terms of what we do. So we take our lead from the provincial medical health authorities. And I think people have been good about it. But to your point, you know, when I talk to commissioners across the leagues and sometimes the team operators, you can see the stress element there, too. And sometimes it just falls back onto, I wish somebody just make a final decision and we'll move on, you know.
Yeah, sadly, though, none of us are in the position to be able to make those final decisions because the target just keeps moving. Brent, we really appreciate all you're doing, my friend. Thank you for this.
Appreciate
the interest. That was CJHL President Brent Ladds. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Coming up, with the majority of draft eligible players not playing hockey right now, is it time to postpone the 2021 NHL Draft? We'll ask that question to our Director of Scouting, Craig Button, next. This is Season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.